Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ryan Leaf was the second overall pick in the draft. Also famous for, you know, blowing up at reporters. He struggled through addiction. His life was off kilter, and now he's back on track. He's doing great. Things are going well. He's with ESPN, and he's doing great stuff. And we're glad to have Ryan Leaf with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ryan, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm lovely, guys. How are you?
We're great, man, but we're a little frustrated. We're frustrated with Baker right now.
Playing the Browns. I mean, they're 2-5, and it's the way that we've got here. I mean, it's been penalties, undisciplined play, stupid decisions, and you know, we're talking about a lot of things off the field, and obviously that's part of the reason we're having you on today, because you can kind of help us with this.
And Ryan, you know, Baker, did you hear the clip when Baker blew up at the reporter?
I did. I took a listen here before I came on the show. I was on my radio show this morning, so it surprised me when my name was trending on Twitter for whatever reason today. I understand it. Hey, you know what's really cool about Cleveland sports is, like, the fandom is huge. They back their quarterback. And I tell you what, I said it a year ago, right? I wasn't ready to jump on this year in terms of expectations, but I also wasn't ready to jump on them failing or having a tough year either. I wanted to see how it all played out. I will say this. I think Baker Mayfield's a wonderful quarterback. I love his passion. It's just last year when those things were going well and they were winning and he was doing the things and there was antics, you know, the fan base really loved it. But I always had a question whether or not when things started to go bad, if they go bad, because in the NFL, especially in Cleveland, they tend to do that from time to time, you know, there's going to be a ton of ammunition there. And that's the only thing. If you don't give them anything, but there's something to be said about who he is as a player, how he behaves, how he goes about things. And I can't fault him for it. It's biting him in the tail right now. You don't want the star and the head of your franchise, the Fortune 500 company you are the president, CEO of. You don't want that person to behave in that fashion today. He's frustrated. No one wants to play bad. During my playing days, I didn't want to play poor, right? I did. I got defensive. I got angry. I yelled at people. And you can't even compare us in terms of talent either. The guy has just achieved a ton more already as a quarterback. So I'm not necessarily comparing us as players. I'm comparing us in terms of how we behaved. And that's something you can control. And I think that's what a lot of people are frustrated with. That's all.
Ryan, when you were in college, did you have problems dealing with criticism and stuff like that too with the media?
Oh, yeah. You know, there was a time I think Mike Sando was our beat writer. And he wrote something kind of disparaging one day. It was a story. I winged a football at him at practice one day because I didn't like it. I mean, I hated criticism. You know, I grew up in a mindset of, like, you know, black and white, right? Either success or failure. And that's a big reason why I failed at the next level. You know, there's, you know, Ryan Leaf with swag today. I had a lot of swag 25 years ago, right? Coming out of college. It's all what you do with it from Sunday to Sunday. We know what he can do on the football field. I think a lot of people understand that. They've seen it. It's what you do from Sunday to Sunday that sets you apart. You know, Sam Darnold and that Jets team are struggling a lot right now, but you don't hear these things with him because he doesn't give you the ammunition. That's the difference. You have a choice with that. When things are going good, people are ready to jump on board with it. But when things are going bad, you have to understand that you've also set yourself up for some, you know, constructive criticism and either be open to it or understand there's going to be problems that follow. And sometimes it just takes a humbling act like this to do that. We'll see how it all plays out. They have a stretch here in the next few weeks that it can get them back on track. So that's a positive, I think.
You know, Ryan, you talked about, you know, he's already done more in his career than you did. Although, you know, I would argue you certainly never had the talent around you that he has right now, like Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry. But besides that, even though he was good as a rookie and he's struggling right now, are there things you see in his behavior that make you concerned that this could – because we've seen a lot of quarterbacks, Ryan, start off well, have good moments, and then completely flame out. Are you concerned about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been concerned for a long time, right? I mean, there's these things that crop up from a long time ago, right? When he planted the flag. I didn't think that was a big deal. You know, that's the fun part of playing college football. But guess what? It carried over. And it was a news story after that Monday night beatdown, right? I mean, there's ammunition here. That's all I'm saying. And either you take a good look in the mirror and understand some personal accountability, like some of these things that are being questioned and how you respond and all that. That there's a personal accountability piece that comes with that. And it took me a really, really long time to understand that the only thing I can control, I can't control the questions being asked. I can't control the way people interpret anything. All I can control is how I respond to any situation. And today, I mean, you know, he bounced back with a statement on Twitter, and it was probably a mistake. You know, the best thing he probably could have done is you know, showed up and apologized to the guy and say, hey, I want to be a better professional than that. I was frustrated. I'm a human being like everybody else, and I reacted poorly. But instead, he kind of doubles down on that behavior, and we haven't seen a shift in that. And if we were to see a shift, I think I'd have more optimism at this point. But, you know, the fan base loves him, and they're backing him, and that's got to feel really good. The fan base wasn't necessarily the same in San Diego when I stepped off the ledge. It was hard for me to get back, and I don't think I ever was able to.
Yeah, it's funny, too. I mean, your local beat reporters, I mean, they're your lifeblood to the fans, you know, and so you know, when you start having issues with the local people, I mean, it's downhill.
Well, the national people are already beating them.
Well, they are, yeah.
Them
I mean,
up,
but
deservedly
you don't really
so.
You need
right
the
now.
National people as much as you need the local people, because that again is your lifeblood to the fans, your lifeline to the fans. You know what I mean?
And don't get me wrong, like this wasn't even close to the blow up I had with my local beat writer, right? Yeah. I mean, I put my hands on them, I cussed them out. It was an embarrassment. Yeah. This was nowhere near that. But in this day and age, you see other quarterbacks in his same position deal with adversity in a much healthier way. That's the big difference. And I think that's why everybody kind of rushed to judgment a little bit today. You know, let's see what he does. Has some reflection tonight, maybe talks to some people that he believes cares about him unconditionally, and they might be able to find a way to right this wrong. And there's a humbling moment that can happen at any time. For me, it took many different downfalls, but ultimately I was able to find a place where I could, you know, be transparent and be okay with who I was. And that was, you know, a flawed human being trying to be better.
Right.
And I think if he does that, and there's something to be said about Tim Tebow stepping up after that Mississippi State loss in college and the speech he gives about how he'll never let something like this happen again. He's not playing the victim at all. He's playing the responsible party, and he's going out and saying, I'm accountable for this and I'm going to make it better. And I just don't know if we've seen the same kind of absorption from Baker so far in Cleveland.
No, we're talking with Ryan Leaf. You know, it's concerning. Last week, I don't know if you heard this one, Ryan, but last week Baker was talking. It was a week and it had been a bye week, so it was a week and a half later. He was complaining about bad calls in a Seattle game, and basically said, he said, well, we know we're not going to get calls this week, almost insinuating that the refs are cheating against the Browns or something. And we were concerned about his mindset there. You're so focused on, like you said, things you can't control the refs. If you're worried about that, if you're worried about what media members are saying about you, maybe your focus is not where it should be. That's a concern for us.
You know, there's something about, you know, kind of just being who you are your whole life and succeeding. And I think people don't necessarily look at, because he was a walk-on and he worked his tail off to get where he was at. But he was successful at every step of the way, right? He always has been. There hasn't been a failure. And this is kind of the first time, even last year, you know, they weren't above 500, but it was completely different than what anybody had experienced in Cleveland for so long, especially at the quarterback position. And I think a lot of Cleveland Browns fans felt like, this is our guy. You know, he's got this swagger. He's got this confidence. I want that. I want to back that guy. I want that guy for me as my quarterback. And I love that, because the fans in Cleveland are just so great. They're invested and they love their team no matter what. I just knew there was a possibility for it to backfire if, like, things started to go bad and he didn't just, you know, take accountability for his part. But still, you can still be the same guy you've always been, because I am. I'm still the same guy I've always been. I'm really competitive. I still really work hard. But I understand that, like, it doesn't cost me anything to go on a radio show or to talk to somebody who badmouths me and just be like, yeah, you know, it was a bad time. You know, I got over it. It was a rough patch in my life, just like everybody else deals with. And it's okay. I'm okay with who that is. And he can be okay with that It's just a demanding position to play, and in a city that is just begging for a savior at that position for a long, long time.
I think it's a great point, Ryan, because people are forgiving. If you ask for forgiveness, most people will forgive you. But if you go into every incident, confrontation, looking for a confrontation and never apologizing, just every time saying, well, that's me, take it or leave it, that's a problem. Because if Baker comes out and apologizes, everybody will say, okay. But he won't do it. I don't think he will.
Well, I think at that point, there's this level of self-centeredness. And I understand this fully, right? Just everybody was telling me how great I was. Right. I was, up against Peyton Manning as the best quarterback in the country. I mean, I believed it. And then I looked at beat writers as like, hey, I'm doing you a favor here. I'm sitting here, telling you what you need to hear because you're this lowly beat writer, which is absurd. You're just doing your job.
That's right.
And that took me a long time to figure out. And that moment when I came and I was able to apologize to the individual I yelled at, his name was Posner. When I was able to apologize to him, that was a freeing feeling because guess what? No one deserves to be treated that way. It was asking a question, just like the guy was asking Baker a question. He wants some answers. They're doing his job. And the situation spiraled out. The cool thing would have been like, to take him aside later in the day and be like, you know what? I'm really frustrated. I'm sorry I behaved that way. Is there anything I can do to make amends for it? I mean, that's essentially like the human relationship life that we have. And the one with the beep writers is really important for a franchise quarterback. It really, really is.
We're talking with Ryan Leaf, of course, now with ESPN doing college football. So let's get you out of here with this. I know you're a busy guy. Ohio State Buckeyes, are they the most impressive team in college football or no?
Yeah, they've been pretty darn impressive. Chase Young and Justin Fields. And I think the difference for me has been Ryan Day. There's just no distraction right now. There's a focused intensity with him at the helm. And probably a lot of people with how good Urban Meyer has been over time would probably say, I think that people are happy that Urban's gone. There isn't a distraction. Yep. I think that he enabled the behavior of some of his players. Because he never took any personal accountability for the situation last year. And, Ryan Day just goes in all in. And I think they're an undefeated football team. I don't think anybody gets in their way the rest of the way through. And they'll be a force in the college football playoff. I would love to see an Ohio State-Clemson national championship. I think those are probably the two best teams in the country right now. And I look forward to see the rankings coming out Tuesday and how everything plays out in the future. I picked Minnesota to win the West, so I'd love to see that Big Ten championship.
You think Chase Young is a shot to win the Heisman Trophy?
It's really become a quarterback award. I mean, there's only been one defensive player that's won it. It was our year, ironically, with Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, Randy Moss, and myself. So, you think I might go, yeah, there's a good chance. But it's just simply a quarterback award. So whoever wins the defense, Outland Trophy, things like that, defense, he's just the most dominant defensive player out there right now. It just seems like Ohio State turns them out every single year with the way the Boses are playing. And now Chase Young is going to be that guy too. I think everybody should really enjoy watching him play week in, week out because he's something special.
Hey, Ryan, what game do you have this week?
I got the burner out there in the Mountain West, Nevada versus New Mexico.
Ooh. Is that a late night game?
Yeah, we got the late night game, so I'll be able to watch a lot of good Pac-12 games. I think will determine the Pac-12 conference in their and the inevitability of them being a part of the college football playoff conversation. And then, of course, the Florida-Georgia game, I think, is going to be big, too. So I'm excited for the week. I'm really having a blast. Appreciate you, Dustin, and all your help before the year started to get me going in the right direction with ESPN.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Ryan, we appreciate your time, man, and your great insight on this subject. Thank you very much for joining
us. Thanks, Ryan.
You bet. You guys have a great day.
You too. Ryan Leaf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.